Kroger Tender Ray Beef. No other beef so fresh can be so tender. Presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. You must have made this discovery a long time ago. You learned that Kroger Tender Ray Beef is always both fresh and tender and so delicious. And more recently, you found there's very little chance of getting those famous steaks and roasts. But right now, there's a new discovery waiting for you. It's another exclusive Kroger feature, Kroger Selected Seafoods. Yes, it's high time you got acquainted with the finest and freshest selection of seafood in town. You see, Kroger Selected Seafoods have that fresh-caught flavor, a rich, tangy flavor of the sea which is preserved and protected for your enjoyment. A special rush delivery system speeds Kroger's seafoods to your Kroger store. Then, after delivery, they are protected until the moment you buy through precision refrigeration. Yes, it's the finest selection of seafood in town, and priced to save you money. So make it a special point to buy and try these temptingly delicious seafoods just as soon as you possibly can. As a matter of fact, when you buy Kroger Selected Seafood, your satisfaction is guaranteed. Get some real soon, won't you? Remember, though, Kroger Selected Seafood is available only at your neighborhood Kroger store. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Penny's foster parents, Jed and Grace Billings, have left Rossville for Mapleton, where Jed has been offered an important job. Johnny Keith, who has taken over Jed's business in Rossville, also promised Jed and Grace he would watch over Penny, too. And so, this evening, Penny's doorbell rings.
Just a minute, I'm coming.
Hiya, Penny.
Oh, hello, Johnny. Come on in.
Well, why don't you come on out? It's a nice night.
It is nice, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It's awfully chilly last night, though.
Well, I see the swing isn't down yet. Let's sit out here. Maybe the last nice night of the year.
Oh, let me get my wrap first.
Okay.
How was everything at the office today?
Okay. I sure missed Jed, though. Had to answer all the questions myself.
Oh, it's good for you. You'll make a man out of you someday.
Oh, so I'm not man enough for you, huh?
Nope, little boy.
Oh, I'm a little boy, am I?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's dark out. Maybe I'd better run home to Mama.
Oh, all right, you win. Wait a minute, I'll close the door.
Oh, I'll get it.
Oh, thank you.
Anytime.
You fool. Oh, it is a nice night. It's almost warm.
Oh, I'd say it's almost hot compared to what it ought to be this late in the year.
It's funny. The seasons seem to have changed lately.
Yeah. Winter's warmer, summer's cooler, and there's no telling what it's going to be like in the spring and the fall. Well, what's so funny?
Here we are, friends from way back, talking about the weather like a couple of strangers.
Well, it's a safe subject.
You're, not going to try to make me say things I shouldn't, are you?
No, Penny, I won't. Shall we sit and swing?
Yeah, and swing and swing.
Comfortable?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Say, house seems awfully quiet. Where is everybody? Where's Pat?
At a club meeting in town.
Oh, Suzanne?
She and the baby are upstairs asleep, and Freddie's gone to a movie.
Well, I'm glad I came over then. You must have been lonely.
I was. I was trying to read, but I couldn't. I guess the house was too quiet.
Look, Penny, it's none of my business, and you can tell me so if you want to, but you've got to do something about yourself.
What do you mean?
Well, you're terribly nervous lately, and I think I know why.
I think I know why, too.
Hmm?
It's Suzanne.
Oh, has she had another tantrum?
No, she's been quite herself since that blow-up the other day, but there's an undercurrent of unrest about her that has me terribly upset.
Well, frankly, Penny, I don't think it's Suzanne at all.
No? Well, what is it?
Well, you haven't worked in a while.
I know. I should start worrying about a job, too. The money I made with the housing project isn't going to last forever.
I'm glad to hear you say that, Penny. About going back to work, I mean. I have a job for you.
You do? Where?
Well, I have my hands full, you know. First, I took over the housing project from you. Now, I've taken over Jed's business for him. Why don't you take over the management of the housing project again?
And work for Steve Parker? Oh, no, no, sir.
Well, why not?
Because that's something in my life that's over and done with, and I don't want to start it again.
Well, look, you won't really be working for Parker. He has a new setup in New York. A general manager under him who's the working head of the company.
No, Johnny. Not under any circumstances.
Oh. Well, all right, then. I have another proposition. How about working for me?
On the housing project? No, Johnny. It'd be the same thing.
All right, then, not on the project, but in Jed's office.
Well, I could give that some more consideration.
How much more?
I'll think it over. Hmm. I have to go back to work pretty soon. And maybe it'd be a good idea if I did work in Jed's office with you as my boss. I'd keep my job long, I hope.
Oh, no. I'm a tough master.
Oh, you scare me.
Oh, seriously, Penny. How soon will you let me know?
Well, does it have to be soon?
Yep. It'll help me get the place organized.
Well, suppose you write Jed and ask him what he thinks of my working in this office.
Write Jed nothing. I'm the new boss down there, and I have a formal paper in Jed's handwriting to prove it.
Oh, I see you are going to be a hard boss.
And that's by way of saying you'll take the job?
I'll let you know in a very few days.
Oh, make them very, very few?
Mm-hmm. Just two or three. Oh, let's not talk about jobs tonight, Johnny. Let's talk about people.
Just people?
No one in particular, just people. I wonder what other people are doing tonight.
Oh, probably enjoying the night, same as we are, wondering what kind of miracle makes it so warm.
Talking about the weather.
And other things.
But only good things, Johnny. Things that are right for them to talk about. I know it sounds silly, but I can't imagine anyone doing anything wrong on a night like this.
Sorry I have to drag you way down here to the waterfront to talk to you, Jerry, but I got the car this afternoon.
Oh, good, good. Not under the name of Bill Carver, though, I hope.
No, sweetheart, I got more brains than that. I didn't buy it in Rossville, either. Went over to Wayne City.
That was smart. Now what?
Well, now we got the car. We got this place even a bloodhound ain't gonna find. I think tonight we ought to pay a little call on Penny Gibbs.
You mean the real thing?
The real thing. I've done a little snooping around town since I got back from Wayne City with a car. She's alone.
You sure, Bill?
Yeah, and she will be for a couple hours. Her brother Pat's in a meeting, and the Lang kid is at a flicker.
What about Suzanne and her baby?
Baby's nothing to worry about. If we have to, we can let Susie have a little of the same we give the Gibbs dame.
But, Bill, you said we wouldn't do it this way. You said we'd keep her here a little while.
We will if we can, Jerry. But we gotta go prepared to do it right on the spot if we have to.
Well, all right, but I don't like that.
I don't either. I want it the other way, too. But we gotta be ready to do anything, just in case. Okay?
Okay. Anything to get even with that little angel.
All right, now come on. We'll go get the car and drive by her joint and see if everything's all right.
Johnny?
Hmm?
Look how much the moon has moved since we've been sitting here.
Mm-hmm. It's way past the middle of the sky now. When I got here, it was just coming up.
Mm. It's getting kind of chilly, too.
Yeah, a little. Better pull your coat around your shoulders a little more.
Yeah, I guess I'd better.
No, wait a minute. I'll help you.
No, thank you.
Oh, wait. What's the matter? Afraid I'll put my arm around you?
No. No, just afraid that I...
Afraid you what?
Nothing. Nothing.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Johnny. Johnny.
Mm-hmm.
Johnny, didn't that automobile slow up in front of the house?
Yeah, it did.
But that's funny. I thought I saw a woman in it looking this way.
So what? It's probably just a couple of people from out of town trying to find their way around. What time is it?
11:30.
11:30?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I hate to do it, but I guess I better go.
Oh, you have to get to work early now that you're the boss at the office.
Mm-hmm. Mind?
No, I don't mind. You run along. Pat or Freddie should be home pretty soon. Matter of fact, sometimes I like it out here in the swing alone.
Thank you.
This is the block behind Penny's house. Why are we stopping here, Bill?
There was a guy in the porch with her, Jerry. Figure I ought to slip up from the back and see if he's gone.
That was Johnny Keith up there with her. He might stay for hours yet.
Well, I'll slip up to the side of the porch and see if there's any chinning about him leaving soon.
All right. Want me to go with you?
You stick here. Take the wheel and keep that motor going.
Okay. But, Bill, you won't do it now, will you?
Not unless I have to.
I promise.
I said I wouldn't, baby, and I keep my promises. And my threats, too. Well, I guess I'll say goodnight, Penny.
All right, John.
And you'll give some thought to that job, won't you?
Mm-hmm. I'll give some thought to that job.
And let me know in a day or two?
Yes, I'll let you know in a day or two.
Swell. Well, may I take you to the door?
No, thanks. I think I'll stay out here a little while.
You sure you won't be cold? Something's happened to our Indian summer night.
No, this is a warm coat. I'll only stay out here a few minutes more.
Okay, Ben. But if I were you, I'd go in the house. I don't want anyone coming to work for me with sniffles.
Good night, Johnny.
Good night, Penny.
And don't lie awake all night worrying about the office. Jed never did.
Well, no wonder he didn't. He had the great Johnny Keith working for him.
Good night. Oh, golly.
Hiya, Mr. Gibbs.
Mr. Carver.
Yeah, it's me, and don't move. His hand in my pocket ain't wrapped around no handkerchief.
What do you want?
Nothing much, Miss Gibbs, just you. Come on.
Where to?
Out to my car, sweetheart. I don't want to hear one squeak out of you, or the noise I'll make shutting you up will be the last thing you'll ever hear.
Bill Carver and Jerry Manson have finally managed to get hold of Penny. What are they going to do to her? Or will something happen to save Penny before Bill gets her to his car? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. At the present time, there's not much chance of getting famous, fresh, and tender Kroger Tender Ray beef. That you know. But wait. Do you know that right now your Kroger store has a marvelous variety of this outstanding Kroger feature? Kroger's selected seafood. Yes, sir, and yes, ma'am. So just as soon as you possibly can, drop around to your neighborhood Kroger store and get your share of this grand Kroger value. Kroger Selected Seafood. It's the finest flavored seafood in town. Yes, it has that tantalizing fresh-caught flavor, for it's rushed delivered to your Kroger store. Decide now to treat your family to a shore dinner of Kroger Selected Seafood.